It boys in the house tonight. Oh, what I'm feeling, I'm feeling fine. Right. Hey. Don't know the rest of Del's intro, and Jem's not here to help me, so. But we're in the house.
We're here.
We're in the house.
Del and Jem are not here. We're currently in Philadelphia. Shout out to the boys. They're doing serious work for you guys. If you didn't see the interview with
Zaya Brookside,
go check that out. But yeah, I'm joined by the VHS Poppy.
Well, the E-Podcast, this is a collaboration. This is basically merger show. Yeah, this is basically what Triple H is doing right now.
Mega Powers.
Oh, this is funny, fam.
VHS Poppy and the WrestleManiac, fam.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you guys feeling?
Well, good. Yeah. The sun's out. We've got a better temperature today. Like, we've seen a lot of people walking around smiling, so that's good.
Our debut on the world-renowned Indie Takers podcast. Nah, it's good. It's good to be here. Like I was saying, can't replace Jem, can't replace Del, but you know, we're gonna try to talk our shit today about some indie stuff. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's get straight into it. We've got ROH Supercard of Honor Friday, so that will be
That's tomorrow Friday.
Yeah. All right. So first match, we have Billy Starks versus Queen Aminata. How are you guys feeling about this feud?
I'm rooting for everyone black. You know, Queen Aminata's still winning. The fact that she's from West Africa alone is sort of a big statement for me, because I'm looking at it as a thing where, like, a Kofi Kingston thing. She's gonna win that title. She's gonna go back home, Africa. She's from Senegal, right? Or Gambia?
Gambia,
yeah. She's gonna go back home, she's gonna go back to the Gambia, and she's gonna basically present that title as a grandiose title. Like, it's gonna be good for her. She needs it.
Yeah, a lot has been made of, you know, AEW talents. You get signed, you're on a little run, even if it's a losing streak, and then you just kind of come off TV. But she has maintained, like, an aura about her. She's been really good. Obviously, they've inserted her into the Ring of Honor TV tournament for the women, where she's been very impressive, all her performances. And yeah, now it's just the icing on the cake. Like, let her go and win that title, be the inaugural women's TV champion. Billy Starks has had a hell of a year, last 12 months.
Has been incredible.
Bruv, she's had a hell of a last 12 months, but still with her attachment to Athena, I just don't think she needs this.
Yeah.
So, and Billy Starks is still very young. Mm-hmm. She will come around, she will win these titles and stuff like that. I just think more so making a statement for the women, bringing in women, and you know, being able to make them ascend to this position is really important right now. So yeah, I'm here for Queen Aminata as well.
And this is a new title, right? The ROH Women's TV title. So we're always complaining on that other show that we're not going to mention because we're on Indie Takers, that there's not enough women's wrestling on that show. So it's nice to get another women's title. Yeah, I think probably I'm going to go with Queen Aminata for the win.
Yeah.
As you said earlier, like, Billy Starks' growth has been crazy.
Oh,
like,
immense.
Even that whole thing with Athena of what, like, rookie to to challenger, like, that story there, if you haven't seen it, obviously go and have a look. There's what, like, it's like a 3-hour video? 2.5-hour video?
What, that someone's put together?
Of that whole feud.
Oh, really? I haven't even seen that myself.
It's crazy.
Big up Sam Black.
Yeah, trust me.
Yeah, I think Queen Aminata is probably going to take this one and get the win.
Yeah.
After that, we've got Kyle Fletcher versus Lee Johnson. Are you guys familiar with Lee Johnson?
Yeah, big time.
Lee Johnson's part of the Nightmare family or factory.
Can you call him an AW original?
Yeah, you can do. You can do. Spouse of Julia Hart.
Julia Hart, yeah.
I think for me, I'm not done seeing Kyle Fletcher.
Is this a title match?
I believe so, yeah.
What is it? Pure
TV title?
Oh, TV title. Sorry, yeah.
So, I'm not done seeing Kyle Fletcher as TV.
Yeah, yeah.
I am not done. I feel like we're scratching surface.
Yeah, nothing's like, happened yet. Yeah, he yeah, like yeah. In terms of his title run, nothing of real note has happened yet. So yeah, I think especially if we want to build Kyle Fletcher as, you know, one of the future of AEW's roster, still a very young man. Yeah, you don't want to just give him a bit of a wishy-washy title reign. That's what them man were doing with the TNT title when Sammy Guevara. You don't want to come and do the same thing here. So let him get past Lee Johnson, but start building him in real stories around this title, I would say.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Totally agree, man. I was going to mention, this is also good for Lee Johnson in general, because he's been, ever since Cody's left, a lot of Cody's Nightmare Fan people have literally just come off, either come off TV or just literally had nothing to do. The fact that Lee Johnson has been given this opportunity here is just important for him. And like, I think it'll be a great showing. Ring of Honor Supercard is always good. A lot of the wrestlers always put, like, they go above and beyond just to impress us as fans. So yeah, hopefully Lee Johnson gets something good here, man. Even if he doesn't win or not, but yeah,
it'd be a good showing. He's a good wrestler. Sure.
Yeah, great showing.
But yeah, it's not time for him to win the title.
Dare I say this could potentially even be match of the card? You know,
one of.
Yeah, Kyle Flip. I mean, you've seen the matches. We saw him face. Oh, remind me, the guy from GCW.
That we saw who face? Kyle Fletcher.
On Ring of Honor.
Yes. I believe it
from GCW,
yeah,
Gringo, is it Gringo?
No,
from GCW. No. GCW champion, I forgot his name. Fuck. Ah, oh, shit.
This should be me, man.
I forgot his name, bro.
Who's this?
Nah, what's his name, brother? How can I forget his name? That's Del's guy. Del loves him, bro.
Yeah, I know.
It's Del's guy.
I have fumbled us.
It's fine. It happens, bro. It's Del's guy. I forgot his name. Great wrestler. He's great. He had a match with Will Ospreay as well.
The comments are flogging us, but forgive us.
Hey,
forgive
man.
Us.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. As I've said, Kyle Fletcher's had some awesome matches as TV champion. We're scratching the surface, so we'll probably say Kyle Fletcher to retain the title. Now this next match, Blake Christian. Yes.
Blake Christian.
That match. Yeah. Even when he did the whole thing where he went over the top rope, caught him and
Bro. Great wrestler.
Actually, let's get into it. Do you think there's something missing for him? Like, do you think there's a disconnect for
Blake Christian?
Yeah. Like, do you think
what could be missing? I don't know. I would say very much like what I get from him is indie wrestler.
Yeah.
Okay. And that could be a problem because we're now producing what is kind of a TV product with ROH.
Yes.
Maybe it's just making that crossover to being more superstar-ish, having more of a presence, more of an aura about you rather than just being indie wrestler. It's not even a stylistic thing. I just think it's how he comes across. Presentation, maybe.
So I was on Twitter the other day, as I do, with CWH stuff and that, and I was scrolling and someone said Blake Christian wrestles like a 2K core. Now, I'll explain to you what they mean by that. As in, it's just move after move, like just spam, like 450 splash.
I hear it.
And it's like,
but I mean, he like we said, he's from the home. He's an indie kid. So you watch indie shows and these indie shows are trying to do as much as they can within that time period just to impress the fans. Not say they're doing it for pop, but they're just doing it because so like, yo, this guy is sick. And that's what he does. Obviously, he's trying to translate that on TV. But I think the fine line with the TV and what, for me personally, this is me actually speaking, with TV, TV should be, I think TV should have a bit of story. Story should be the main thing.
I agree.
Story first, then the rest and after. So if you basically combine the both together, then he's TV ready, right? But if he's now coming, if I'm now watching a match and man's just doing 450 splash, Canadian Destroyer, then a sunset flip, then after I don't know, all this sort of move. Like, it's like, bro, like, come on, like,
Skydriver.
Bro, like, Do you know what I mean? Yesterday we watched the documentary Big Up to Wrestling. Colin, he's a great content creator, does great essays. We watched the Biker Kid and the Great Sasuke video that he put out, and how the match happened was that Biker Kid came into the ring, was doing basically what you just said.
Yeah.
Dives at the ring, 450 splashes, doing the most, Sasuke went and said, "Bro, brother, calm the fuck down." Sasuke told him, "Relax." He didn't listen. So Sasuke said, "You know, fuck it. I'm gonna kick you out."
Oh,
kicked him, broke his ribs.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Started just kicking the shit out of him.
Yeah, no punches. Literally. Straight kicks. So it's like, what people need to understand is that, listen, there's a time for everything. Obviously, there is a match type for that, and that's fine. And we had that in WWE at one point, Cruiserweight Classic. Cruiserweight, the Cruiserweight division, where we have like Billy Kidman versus Rey Mysterio. They're going crazy. Crazy. You're crazy, but there's a time and place.
Yeah. There is. But yeah, shout out Blake.
But he's good, he's a great wrestler. Great
absolutely.
Wrestler.
Absolutely. Great wrestler. Absolutely. Next, I don't even know where to. Because with this match, yeah, we've got Johnny TV versus Dalton Castle. Now, there was a match recently on ROH, I believe, where Dalton Castle lost the boys.
Yep.
And it's almost as if, like, that was the essence of this match.
Of the feud, yeah.
Now that they've been released, it's just like,
what are we fighting for?
Exactly.
It almost feels as if, like, this is now a nothing match.
Yeah.
Like, it's just on the card. And I don't know how I feel about it. It does, for me, as someone who wants to get into Dalton Castle, like, me personally, I don't understand it. I don't understand him.
Have you ever understood Dalton Castle?
There was a moment in time where I was like, okay, you know what? I understand that this is the guy, and I was more appreciative. But in terms of like him in general, I don't get it. And for me, this does him absolutely no favors in my eyes to lose the boys the way he has.
The boys have been such a key part of Dalton Castle's act for like, you know, 5 years or maybe more.
What
was
it? 2014?
Yeah. I forgot where we are. 2024. Like, since maybe at least 2015, we're touching nearly 10 years. Like, they've been such a key part of the act. And obviously, I can't imagine, I don't know what kind of contracts they are, but they wrestle on Ring of Honor and they're a side piece to Dalton Castle's act. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know how much they would have costed. It's not my place to start talking about whether you could have kept them on or whatever, but it's like, they were part of this story. Mm. And now they're not in the company. We're still having this match. They
part of Johnny TV.
Literally. Yeah. So it's like, I don't understand why we've done this. Personally, if I'm just to speak on those involved in this match, Johnny TV, I have no interest in.
At all.
In 2024.
Not to be deep,
I have no interest in him. Dalton Castle, I was at a point, I remember maybe 2017 or so, I was literally like, this guy needs to sign for NXT. Like, at the peak of his powers, I think he was Ring of Honor champion at the time. I thought, nah, this guy needs to sign. Mm. We had had like the Adam Roses and stuff in WWE that hadn't worked out, Fandangos and stuff. Yep. But this guy was like iterations of that kind of character that could wrestle.
And it could work.
And I just thought in WWE, the pageantry, everything, they'll make him a star. Exactly. But would have been. They didn't sign, they couldn't agree a deal. Fair enough. He stayed where he was. And yeah, I just don't see the value in him, even on, you know, Ring of Honor TV now. Like, he's really fallen away.
It's sad.
And now we're left with him versus Johnny TV, which the foundations of the story has been ripped out from both men. So it's a weird one.
It's almost as if, like, the way how ROH has been stripped back and things are changing and stuff, it almost feels as if, as like, it almost feels like Dalton Castle is now with that change, as in like, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
As in like,
maybe they're changing him. Maybe they're changing his character and stuff.
There's a lot of things that are just being taken away from us ROH wise, and you can attach it to Dalton Castle. Mm. And it's almost like that's now being represented in Dalton Castle as a wrestler. Like, you're seeing the boys go, like, he's, I don't know for him.
Who wins this match?
I don't even have interest.
I think that probably we'll probably get Dalton Castle win this match. I think he, I wouldn't say he needs it more than Johnny, but I think it'll be
he does, though.
Good. Because if he would now does it, now we have like a turn or something. I don't know if he's probably heel at the moment, but probably wins it, and that's when he displays his new character.
Oh, no, don't cause the face think, right now.
Yeah. So I think he'll probably do it in turn and reveal this new character in it. So
I'll say maybe Johnny TV gets the win, and then we see some sort of like thing with Dalton Castle where he goes on a downward spiral, and it's just like, now I've lost the boys, I've lost this feud with Johnny, like, what do I have left? I need to change.
Need to change. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
maybe you get a new character in that way, but
you see,
it's a nothing match for me now. Next.
Yeah. In terms of that match, yeah. Dalton Castle, yeah, I'll go with Dalton Castle for the win.
Dalton Castle. Okay. After that, we've got two Stardom factions going head to head. I'm not really well versed, I won't lie to you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting into Stardom myself. But we've got Mei Sayra, if I've said it wrong, forgive me, and Empress Nexus Venus versus Tam Nakano and Queen Quest. Mm. Are you guys familiar at all?
I know Tam, I've seen Tam's work. She had a great match with, I think, Julia. Did she have a match with Julia? Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it Mercedes Malin? Mercedes Malin?
Tam Nakano is pretty much an AEW talent.
Sorry, it's going to sound so loud. I was talking about AZM. Sorry.
Oh, AZM. Yeah.
That sounds mad. I have to be careful. Cut out.
You're good. I don't know the essence of this match. I'm not too versed of it. I'll go with Tam Nakano and Queen Quest for the win, though.
That's that. We then have the Undisputed Kingdom versus the Infantry.
Another situation for me. Another situation which is point blank and clear. I'm waiting for everyone black. We've seen the stuff that the Infantry have been doing on the AEW show anyway. If these guys get the title, I think they'll do a good job by pushing it to the moon. I think they need to win it. Sean Dean has been doing good work for AEW. And I'm talking behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking in front of the camera. Behind the scenes, been doing good work anyway. So bless him with the belt, man.
The Infantry should win, right, like you're saying.
They should.
And they need it more so than the Kingdom, but we're in the midst of the Kingdom trying to tell a story of the undisputed prophecy of them winning everything. Mm-hmm. So for that sheer reason, I just don't see them winning. I think this is just more so a situation where we have got a massive show, Supercard of Honor. We need all the champions to defend their titles. Mm-hmm. So they just need to come and do a defense, basically.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I think Undisputed Kingdom are going to retain.
I think Undisputed Kingdom have lost a lot of momentum. I think we was discussing it earlier.
They have.
If they lost the titles, I will not lie to you, Mandem, I have tapped out.
I've already tapped out.
But this is the nail in the coffin.
Bruv, I'm holding on for Adam Cole. I seriously love that man.
Yeah.
Pause. Like, it's almost like an addiction. I'm addicted to his work, bro. He's just fantastic. He's been my guy for so many years.
Yeah.
Like, even initial Fat King Cole, as they used to call him, like when he was originally in Kingdom and that. Like, I just think he's terrific, and a lot has went wrong for him in AEW, from injuries to booking to this, that, and the other. Mm. But I just can't help but think when they get it right with him, when he's back fully fit and all that kind of stuff, things will just start moving along.
Kevin De Bruyne for the Kingdom.
Literally. Kingdom. Like, these men can't do anything right on Undisputed Kingdom alone. Mm. Wardlow's failed. Yeah. Roger Strong has won his title finally, but... Yeah. It means nothing, sort of thing, at this moment.
Sad.
Like, these men have got tag team titles that mean nothing. Like,
even the manner in which they won these titles, I wasn't even with it.
The Ring of Honor.
I wasn't even with it.
Yeah,
I wasn't even with it. But
that's when they revealed them.
When they revealed it. Just remembered. Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't really with it, but
yeah. You
know, like I said, if they lose the titles here, that's almost faction done, dare
yeah.
I say.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's probably why they can't afford to.
So for that sheer reason, I will say that the Undisputed Kingdom are to retain. Now, I said another match earlier could be match of the night. This is the one that I, all my money
is
on this match for match of the night. Athena versus Hikaru Shida.
Bang about these, you.
We spoke a little bit about it on the podcast yesterday. If you haven't seen that, go and check that out. What's next for Athena, guys? Whether she wins this title, whether she drops this title, she's the longest reigning ROH women's champion. Like, what else is there really there for her to accomplish in ROH?
Brother, I feel like a broken record at this point. Listen, I see it this year. You see, when you have that play, you sign a player for, say, Arsenal, you put him through the first team, and he's a young player, for example, like Odegaard. Arsenal signed Odegaard when he was 16.
Yeah.
You put him through the youth team, yeah? We've seen what he's done at the youth team, and you're like, no, you put him on the first team. He didn't shine on the first team.
Yeah.
You sent him out on loan.
Yeah.
He didn't shine on loan.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you sent him to the under-18s, under-21s. He played for under-21s, didn't shine. Mm-hmm. You put him on loan to a team like Getafe. He shines in Getafe.
Gabanga.
So he comes back. You're like, cool. Do you know what?
I think it's time. Trust me.
You're like, do you know what? It's calm. Let's put this guy on the first team. First team, bangs a hattie. Yeah. First match, he bangs a hattie. Second match, he sets up him. He does an assist. Yeah. Third match, he bangs another hattie. Bro, it's that now.
Mm.
Put her on the main roster, bro. Mm. Put her in the main roster. Make her defeat Toni Storm. Make her win the title. Then she'll do the same as that thing she's doing in Ring of Honor in here. I get that call. The women's division has got some problems and stuff. But I think she might be the fix before Mercedes Moné. And I think she was the fix before Mercedes Moné came to the company.
Mm.
That's just me. That's just me putting it there. It's just that they've got this talent here. Know how to use it. You see that she's doing good work in Ring of Honor. Reflect that into the main.
So essentially, you're saying if she could drop the title here.
Yeah, okay. Athena and Shida should basically swap roles.
I hear it.
Shida should basically do what Athena's doing,
yeah.
And Athena should basically go up and get out. Yeah. I mean,
it won't happen like for like that though. From what Athena has done, there will be a drop off if Shida wins the title. And Shida's a fantastic competitor, but like we can see how they've treated her even in main AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's often been a transition, apart from the pandemic, which was the pandemic, mm-hmm. she's often been a transitional champion with her three defenses, although mm-hmm. she's probably one of the greatest performers on that women's roster.
Yeah.
Athena has been one of the greatest female performers in wrestling.
480 plus day range.
I was about to say in the last 12 months, so it's clearly more than 12 months. Like, she has been top three in the world. People will argue first. People have the argument. She's been that good for that long, and she's working on a product that's not even televised.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I wish it's as simple as you're saying. We just make her lose and do exactly what she's done in Ring of Honor on the main show. Yeah. Again, like we said on the podcast the other day, she is actually safer in Ring of Honor from the nonsense.
Yeah,
it's her show. They've noticed it is her show. They're telling her stories. She's mm-hmm. getting, she gets the time necessary mm-hmm. to tell those stories. And if she goes to AEW right now, main show, it's not gonna be like that.
Mm.
So for me, with the wrestler's best interest at heart, let her retain, let her stay there. And she shouldn't come up to the main roster or AEW main show until they know what they're doing with the women's division, mm-hmm. Because they've already squandered her once. That's why she found herself in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not squander her twice, because there might not be any return from
chance,
that.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw a curveball. Yeah,
throw it.
Okay, Athena wins and she retains her title.
Mm.
We're in Philadelphia. The story. We missed our flight, we finished the story.
Correct.
We're looking for someone to finish the story at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
What if there's another story being told here with Billy Starks and Athena? And Athena retains here and goes on and drops the belt to Billy Starks. So at some point in the future, would you guys be here for that?
I wouldn't mind that. Just get that girl out of there.
Just get a rescue mission. Yeah,
brother. Remember you used to play Pokemon on Game Boy? Escape Rope.
Escape Rope. Get out of the cave. Oh, I used to bang that.
Escape Rope.
I was going.
Hey. Out of the tall bush.
Yeah, tall forest. How long is that escape rope?
Fam. Like, honestly, I think, yeah, we need to be planning to get Athena out of here, but the infrastructure has to be ready.
Of course.
Yes. Like, there is not, we see it with, and of course we're talking about main shows now, which is not the indie takeaway, but we've said this for years with WWE and NXT. Mm. Stop calling up people if you ain't got a plan.
Yeah.
And now with WWE, there's clearly more of a plan. Mm. AEW need to do the same, because she's not going to, unless her contract ends and she doesn't renew it, she's not, you know, working Ring of Honor until her contract ends, then she's gonna leave. The plan, I would assume, is to bring her back to AEW one day.
Yeah.
Let the infrastructure be there. She at this point would have to lose in Ring of Honor and walk into a title picture
straight away.
Yeah, straight away. Now, whether she goes and wins that, that's another question. But that's where she's built herself to at this point. They've got the footage. They can tell the story how great she's been. Billy Starks would be a lovely person to, you know, overthrow her, but only if then she's ready to move on to AEW main show.
Yeah,
it's as you can see, like, it's mad for a female in terms of like what the possibilities are and stuff, isn't it? Is there even anything more that she can accomplish on the indies? Maybe she could go to a Stardom, I don't know. Impact.
But the thing is this, bro. Like, I don't think she needs to do that.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. This whole thing, I feel like wrestlers that don't really get time on TV and not really doing anything substantial, then send them to the indies, send them to where they want to go to. But with her, bro, she's prepped and ready. She's already got her boots laced up.
Yeah.
It's not that she needs an indie run to revive her. She's already been revived.
Yeah.
Revived without being on TV, that's Meg said. So what if she loses tomorrow, fine. When she loses, straight put her there. Performer says my name.
I mean, I would even say it's even dangerous for her to lose. And like we're saying, yeah, don't move her to main show until they're ready for her. But it's dangerous for her to lose and then stay in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
And then be doing fighting Lady Frost and all of these people. See what I mean? Like, she'll lose momentum that way.
Yeah.
So they really need to just take her out of one situation and place her into the best place on that main show as they can, because she's worked and she deserves it.
She does.
Sort of thing. Like, this should be like Kevin Owens as NXT champion coming up straight away, coming for John Cena's head.
Show. Yes,
what it needs to be for Athena because of where she's kind of put herself these days. So yeah.
It's mad, bruv.
Obviously this is not really the podcast for it, but who at the moment is chasing Toni Storm? Remind me.
Her next match is against Thunder Rosa at AEW Dynasty.
Okay, cool. After that, it's time. Bake her off. Bring her by the next opponent, and she has to beat Toni Storm,
which is actually very possible, because we would have seen that Mercedes Moné is going after the TBS title.
Yeah.
So Mercedes Moné doesn't look like she's going to be in that world title picture anytime soon. So yeah, could be possible.
All right. It needs to be done. It's just mad because for Athena, like, I remember there was a point in time where we were more or less saying, like, it's done for her, like, she's not got much that she's doing and stuff, and she's just completely turned it around and stuff. But yeah, we've wet your palate with some AEW talk, and WWE talk, we'll go back to you. The next match on the card, the main event, Eddie Kingston and Mark Briscoe. Boys.
This Eddie Kingston, he's remembered where Ring of Honor is. now it's time to main event a pay-per-view. He's remembered where he's champion of.
Hey, Triple Crown is over, people.
I really want Mark Briscoe to win.
Even as a tribute to Jay, I'm there.
Yeah.
Because won it before.
And Jay's won it before and Mark Briscoe hasn't. Yeah, I really want him to win. Like, Eddie Kingston hasn't been a Ring of Honor world champion.
At all.
He's won the title he's held a Ring of Honor world title belt, but he ain't been the champion of the brand.
Yeah.
Athena has.
Yeah.
So I think Mark Briscoe is definitely obviously more Ring of Honor than Eddie Kingston ever was. Give it to him. Let him do some good stuff. He will be there. And Eddie Kingston, let him continue his, you know, tribute to Japan on AEW main show.
Yeah. I'll probably say, it's a Mark Briscoe thing.
Yeah.
It's a Mark Briscoe thing. I have a lot of faith in him as in being champion as well.
I think it'll be a nice tribute as well.
I want confetti, streamers, fireworks, pyro, if you want to do.
I would love all of that. Saying that now, I'm just thinking, obviously he just dropped his Continental Crown title to Okada. Is he now going to lose another belt here?
Yeah, let's see Eddie go on another downward spiral. I don't care.
I would love that. Yeah. I just don't know how they kind of, you know, if they want to do that to Eddie, but I'm here for it.
That's been the ROH predictions. Just very quickly, are there any indie matches that you guys are looking forward to this WrestleMania weekend?
I think we were talking beforehand, Shayna Baszler and Marcia Slamovich, because I just think we're seeing someone in the WWE, current day WWE person, outside of the system. She's going back to where she, you know, made her name in terms of the atmosphere.
That is crazy.
I just think it could be something that helps revive Shayna Baszler to a degree. And I'd love to see her be revived. I'd love for NXT Shayna Baszler to feature on main roster. And Marcia Slamovic in her own right is absolutely fantastic.
She's great.
So yeah, I just think this is gonna be cold.
I think Marcia Slamovic has another match with like Mustafa Ali or Nick Nemeth or something
during this week.
Like
mad.
She's got a match with Bailey, innit?
Yes.
Matt Bailey, yeah.
That's who it is.
Oh, at WrestleCon. Speedball. Nah. WrestleCon?
I can't remember.
One of those shows.
Any match you're looking forward to?
Match I'm looking forward to this weekend. I think maybe the Queen Aminata match. Yeah. I just want to see her be presented with the gold and like it just take off from there and her going to do bigger and better things. So I think I'm looking forward to that.
For myself, Mark Briscoe. I need to see Mark Briscoe as champ.
Yeah. Also, we probably missed out on this year. But that ECW show, I wish I went to that show.
You've got what?
That extreme show. Tajiri versus Super Crazy.
Juventud Guerrero, I think, is on there.
Dudley Boy versus Onita.
They're tired.
Thank you.
I just want to be in the ECW arena.
You're selling me nostalgia.
Nostalgia sells.
I want to be in that arena, bro.
That nostalgia is still alive and kicking.
It's true.
So if you want to insult that nostalgia.
No, I even love it.
It's the direction.
You can fuck.
So this year, and I'm not being disrespectful, but it's like a thing where if you man need money, I'll just buy your merch.
Fair.
Because those names, like obviously they're still doing, some of them are still wrestling, but like, come on, like it's nostalgia, innit? I don't want to be disrespectful. People are coming into the city for the first time. We're going to see some of these people for the first time live. Hoovy.
Man.
You think it impresses The Rock because you wrestled some guy called Hooven, dude?
I just want to go there because I want to see the ECW arena. We know the history of Philadelphia.
What's it? Hammer.
No, it's 2,300 arena. We know that arena brings, and we know like what it's so.
Big up them, man. Get your money however you can get it. Like, you see what I mean? As long as it's legal, of course.
Yeah.
But it's just I wouldn't mind going, but it's not like. I'm not dying for it.
Obviously we've said that. Just very quickly before we wrap up, indie match recommendations.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know how we do it. We just pick a match each.
Anything,
just recommend it so they can go, the viewers can go home, watch it and enjoy, man.
I've got one that I watched. I didn't watch live when it happened, but I watched it maybe some months after it happened, and I watched it again recently. Rey Mysterio versus Darby Allin versus Christian Casanova.
I don't know why I knew that you were going to say that.
Listen, Christian Casanova, Carmelo Hayes, like, he deserves everything he's got over the last few years in terms of his opportunity in NXT, how he's taken opportunity, how they identified very quickly that this is a top guy. I don't need to, Darby Allin and Rey Mysterio, we know their credentials and what they've gone on to do and stuff like that. But it's, these are the matches, the beginnings and stuff like that, which you just see like, wow, this is where this person has come from. Like, this is it.
How can,
like,
that be your beginning?
He was Christian Casanova wrestling Rey Mysterio and Darby Allin and Indy, bro.
Crazy.
So, yeah.
I got two. So I think the first one I want to pick is Michael Oakley versus Tate Mayfair at Colour Factory, Hustle Wrestling. What a match. Great match. The lead up for that match was also great as well. Proper sick. And my second match is Aussie Open versus Sunshine Machine. High stakes 2022. On that same card, we had Oakley versus Ospreay. That tag team match blew out.
That was great.
Great match.
That was the best match I had seen live until the main event.
That is crazy. And we also had we had that same show. We had Gabe Kidd versus Francis
Akira.
Yeah, that card was
foolish.
You stepping on something? Man, power on stage, bro. But yeah, I think for me, I will keep it simple. I'll say Okada Shibata.
Shibata from where?
New Japan show, innit? Okada and Shibata. The time where
that 2017, that
match. It's just deadly day.
You know, it's just annoying that Shibata was just hitting that main event.
It
irks me, but anyways, that's been Indie Takers, ROH predictions, Indie Takers, whatever you want to call it. That is the end of the show. Quick plugs, anything that we need to plug.
Plenty of content dropping this week, man, so stay pill for that. Stay tuned for that.
Hustle Steel Cage match.
So 16th of April, Hustle, Colour Factory, we did a steel cage match. First steel cage match in Hustle history and first steel cage match in Hackney. Straight. There's never been a steel cage match unless the man are looking to do a madness. But go grab tickets for that. It's going to be sick. Rocco Garcia versus Adriano. If you guys know the story for that feud, you're in for a treat, man. So guys, go watch that.
There's a vignette for that alone.
The vignette?
Just the vignette is the reason why you should buy a ticket and come down and watch it.
Purchase the ticket.
Purchase.
Purchase. I'm going to have to plug Fanatics on here.
Of course.
So guys, click the link in the bio. WrestleMania weekend is this week. WrestleMania night one and night two is this week. WrestleMania 30, WrestleMania 39, WrestleMania 40. Look at me, I'm jumbling covers. WrestleMania XL is this week. So guys, make sure you guys go grab a t-shirt. There's a lot of sick t-shirts in there, man. Honestly, man. I saw the We Want Cody t-shirt. I love that shirt. I want to probably go and grab that from our link as well. So guys, click the link in the bio, grab a t-shirt. And that's it. WrestleMania watch party as well.
Yeah, WrestleMania watch party. Make sure you're there. Please buy your tickets. They're selling out
fast. It's crazy.
I don't want you to miss it. Even though I'm not there with the millions.
Millions.
Unfortunately, I'm not there, but you've got Del there. You've got Jem there. You've got our girls from Wrestling Is Too Much Fun.
You got NK, you got there. Sam, you got Laps. You got all your wrestling's favourite personalities.
Your favourites.
Down there.
Your favourites.
So of course, go and watch WrestleMania.
Buy a ticket and the man then will see you there. But yeah, that's been Indie Takers. I've been Ola.
Anafi.
Mex.
And we'll see you on the next one.